Operation Rio Grande, a three-phase operation that will continue over the next 2 years, is officially underway as of Monday morning. The operation was designed in a series of private meetings which began in late July.
Since that time, we have been engaged in an unprecedented effort between the state of Utah, Salt Lake County, and Salt Lake City to come up with a plan to restore law, remove the bad guys, protect our homeless friends, and those that reside in and do business in the Rio Grande District.
That was Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox speaking at the plan's unveiling. Cox was selected point man by Governor Herbert last month to lead the multi-jurisdictional effort to combat crime and drugs in Rio Grande.
Our main goal today is to disrupt the drug trade that is happening and has gone unchecked for far too long.
The first of three phases involves bolstering Rio Grande's police presence by 5 times to identify, arrest, and jail dangerous criminals in what state leaders are calling an ecosystem of crime.
We have this week between 100 and 150 officers available to work 24/7. That means that we're not going away, and that means that there won't be any cover at night either. It also means that we are going to be very visible.
Phases 2 and 3 involve behavioral treatment and drug detoxification, followed by a joint public-private sector campaign to enhance employment opportunities for indigent citizens. The amped police presence will continue indefinitely for the next 2 years. When asked about Operation Rio Grande's cost, Lieutenant Governor Cox said the budget is still being finalized. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.